I need never, never have any fear about the Lord providing for me. I can tell you that, I mean, I've been in full-time Christian work now for 55 years, and I've never depended on a human being for my needs. And even though sometimes the going was rough, my Heavenly Father always provided for me. If I was satisfied with the little He gave, at times, sometimes He gives more, sometimes He gives less, but I never coveted more. I never said, Lord, I want more. I can honestly say that in God's presence, that I never went to God and say, I want more. I said, Lord, I'm happy with whatever You provide, whatever it is. And You can take away or You can give. I will be happy with what You give. And I can tell you, food, clothing, and shelter is always provided for me for 55 years. And He will provide for you. Don't depend on the security of your job. Depend on the security of a loving Father who loves you just like He loved Jesus. When Jesus stepped out of the carpentry shop at the age of 30, with a whole nation against Him, and people who were ready to accuse Him and call Him the devil and all that, He didn't have a group of people supporting Him financially like today's missionaries have people who promise to support them. Jesus didn't have anything like that. And yet, He was okay. He lived without a fear or a worry whether the boat was about to drown or whether people took Him to the edge of a cliff to throw Him down. He was totally secure. Totally secure because He knew that His life was in His Father's hand. Even when people came to capture Him, very often I look at this verse in John chapter 7. John chapter 7, we read of a time when people were sent to capture Him, but they could not capture Him. It says in verse 44, they wanted to seize Him, but no one could lay hands on Him. And the reason given is His time had not yet come. That's all. The time for Him to be crucified had not yet come. That's all. And that comes a couple of times. You read the whole chapter, you'll see it. His time had not come. They could not touch Him. The same thing in Luke chapter 4 when they tried to throw Him down from the cliff. Yeah, His time had not come. They could not throw Him down. And if I can have this assurance that my Father loves me like He loved Jesus. Jesus did not step out of that carpenter shop into an insecure situation. And I'll tell you, if you seek to live in that total obedience to your Heavenly Father, whatever He tells you to do, just make a commitment to the Lord. Lord, I will never go back on this. At any time You tell me to do anything, I'll do it. You tell me to give up some right of mine, I'll give it up. I will not hold on to anything. I will not hold on to possessions or property or get into a fight with any relatives or, you know, the number of believers who get into fights over division of property. I decided long ago I would have absolutely zero interest in that. They can have it all. I'm not interested in it. I have a Father in heaven who owns the whole universe. Why in the world should I try to get a share of some inheritance on earth? I tell you, my brothers and sisters, be like that and you'll find your life is much more at rest and you will experience some of these promises that are found in Scripture. And I want to show you now another one of those much more. Matthew chapter 7, verse 11. Matthew 7, verse 11. If you being evil know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more? You know, a number of times Jesus used much more. Much more than the birds. Much more than the flowers. And much more than any father will give for his children. Always. Your Heavenly Father will give you much more than that. Turn with me to another verse. It's not only the good things. Here's something that will balance us out. Matthew 10:25. We're going to love this also much more. Much more than the flowers and much more than the birds. And much more than any earthly father would give to his children. In Matthew 10:25, the middle of that verse. If they called Jesus, the head of the house, the prince of devils, much more they will call you the members of his family. So I read that years ago. I said, Lord, how do I know that I'm a member of your family? I have to be malign. You know the meaning of being malign? That's the word used there in verse 25. Evil spoken of. If I'm a member of Jesus' family, according to this verse, people will speak more evil of me than they did about Jesus. So I say to Christians who are greatly respected by the heathen, I'm not talking about being respected within the church. I mean, the disciples thought very much about Jesus. He's talking about outsiders. He's talking about outsiders who call him a prince of devils. What do outsiders think of you? That's been the question to me. What do people who are not disciples of Jesus think about me? If Jesus was maligned, spoken evil of, much more they will speak of me like that. Then I must be addressed when somebody spreads some false story about me, or somebody tells a lie about me, or somebody does something which is absolute untruth, or accuses me falsely about something I never did or never said or never intended. Well, much more. So this much more has got this side and that side. Don't forget. Then I want to show you another verse. I was studying this about where all Jesus says much more. And here is another one where Jesus speaks about how his father, he's talking about healing someone. And they question him, how can you do that on the Sabbath? And Jesus said, if your sheep falls into a pit, won't you pull it out? How much more valuable is a man than a sheep? What I learned from that is, sheep is property. And the Lord says, a human being is much more valuable than any amount of earthly property. That's how God values it. I mean, if you go to some billionaire who's got loads of money and a lot of property, if he's got one son, that son is more valuable to him than all that property. And that's how God looks at me. I believe that. That's how God looks at Jesus. I'm more valuable to God than the whole universe. I don't know whether you believe that. I do, and that's why my life is at rest. I don't live in anxiety about tomorrow, about whether I'm going to have health or when I'm going to die. I tell you honestly, I never even think of such things, because I know I'm more valuable to God than the whole universe. I mean, he who runs the universe runs my life. I'm loved just like Jesus is loved. It's when I was first gripped with this truth that I wrote that song, when bowed with burdens and with care and your soul is in despair, you don't have to fear. God is very near. He loves you like he loved his son, and he will help you too. And one of the verses I wrote was, as he cared for Jesus, he will care for you. That really gripped me when I wrote it, that you know, I was living in an insecure world, insecure financially and insecure in many other ways. And it gripped my heart that as the Father cared for Jesus, he will care for me. My dear brothers and sisters, I wish you'd be gripped by this so that you can teach it to your children. in the trials of that they will face in their life. He will care for you as much as he cared for Jesus. There's no greater truth that will bring comfort to the hearts of your children. But if you're not gripped by that yourself, you can't communicate it to your children. Much more, I'm much more valuable to God than all the property in the world. But then you see, the question comes to us, and why does God allow us to go through so many trials and difficulties? Some of the trials that Jesus went through are written in the Gospels. But I believe there are many, many other trials he went through which are not written in the Gospels anywhere. In fact, in John 21, it says, if there are the last verse of John's Gospel, this is how the four Gospels ends. You know, John is the fourth Gospel. And the last verse of the last Gospel is, there are many other things that Jesus did. John 21:25. Which, if they were written in detail, I think the whole world itself would not be able to contain the books that are written about what Jesus did. That's amazing. I say, Lord, what all did you do? Even in those 30 years at home, what all he must have done. And the Bible says that when the Holy Spirit comes, he will take of those hidden things, John 16:14, great verse, John 16:14, the Holy Spirit will take of those hidden things in Jesus' life and show it to me. And he has shown me many, many things like that. Like when I was a young man and I was tempted in my thought life, I asked the Holy Spirit to show me how Jesus resisted those. He had the same temptations when Jesus was a young man of 20. And the Holy Spirit showed me how Jesus resisted them. And I said, that's what I've got to do too. Or when people threatened Jesus' life or did all kinds of things. The Holy Spirit has come to show you when Jesus was in a similar situation, this is what he did. The Bible doesn't say that Jesus was faced all the circumstances we have faced, no. But it does say he was tempted, Hebrews 4:15, great verse that changed my life, Hebrews 4:15. He was tempted in every point exactly like us. But he did not face all our circumstances. He never had a difficult drunken father. He never had a difficult wife. He never faced thousands of circumstances we may face. That'd be impossible for one human being to face every single circumstance that every other human being in the world faces. But Hebrews 4:15 says he was tempted in every single point as we are tempted. He may not have had a drunken father. So the way a person is tempted by the harassment of a drunken father, Jesus was tempted in the same way in some other situation, not with a drunken father, but in some other way. But he faced the same temptation. So I can tell that boy with a drunken father who's harassing him and beating him, I say, dear brother, Jesus never had a drunken father to harass him and beat him, but whatever temptation you are facing right now in that situation, Jesus was also tempted in some other situation. That's the thing that blessed my life when I was gripped by it nearly 45 years ago, that there is not a single temptation I can ever face in any circumstance that Jesus never faced. He faced it all and he overcame.